listening to Viral Podcasting, the place to go to learn how to generate a six-figure income or more from your podcast. To get the latest tips and information, go to viralpodcasting.com.
Welcome back to Viral Podcasting. This is micro training number three, authenticity. Look, you listen to the radio, you watch television, you listen to other podcasts and watch YouTubes. You're exposed to so much different media out there. I mean, we all are. We're just bombarded with it. And I will venture to say that the people that you connect most with are the people who are most genuine, that you find most genuine, who are real. Keep it real, as they say. A bad cliche, but it applies so much here. And what is authenticity? Well, let's look at politicians, and don't want to get into ideologies. That's irrelevant to our discussion here. I don't care if you're a Haight Ashbury hippie, reconstructed hippie, neo-hippie, or you're a John Birch Society neoconservative. It's irrelevant. What is important is don't produce content that you don't feel a connection to just to get clicks. All right. We're not teaching you here how to create clickbait. All right. Clickbait is things that are just so outrageous, so unbelievable and provocative that the viewer, the listener, whatever, clicks on it just to say, well, I've got to find out who's sleeping with whom now, what Hollywood starlet's doing this or whatever. No. Genuine. Be yourself. Valerie Geller, my mentor, says always keep it real. And I don't think I have to tell you what's real or what's fake, but if we go back to the 70s, the 70 radio guy was like, hey, good morning, welcome. Does that sound real to you? No. Conversational tone, honest, right? If you're a funny person and you have a good sense of humor, don't try not to be funny because you think your audience doesn't want you to be funny. It's okay to have a sense of humor. And if you talk fast, don't try to talk slow because you think your audience doesn't want to hear a fast New Yorker type. And if you're a slow-talking Southerner or Midwesterner, and nothing against you out there, some of my best friends are Midwesterners and Southerners, a little bit of a cliche, but seriously, don't try to be who you aren't. It's that simple. If you are a liberal, don't try to be a conservative. If you're a conservative, don't try to be a liberal. You know, don't be fake. Audiences have an amazing ability to pull out phoniness and fakeness, and they get turned out. Another part of authenticity is don't overproduce your podcast. All right, don't pull out every breath. Don't pull out every stutter, stumble, because nobody can speak perfectly. I'm speaking stream of consciousness right now. I still make stumbles. Now, yes, when I get into the zone, I really get into the zone, I can speak so quickly and enunciate and just let it go that you will think I'm reading from cue cards. You'll think I'm reading from a script. Another thing, you want to sound authentic? Don't read your script. Now, one of the masters of reading a script, and you'll never know that he's reading a script, is Rush Limbaugh. Now, I'm using him for illustrative purposes only because he is a master of the spoken word. Love him, hate him, irrelevant. Listen to some of his monologues. I know because I've done it for so many years now. Many times he's reading a script, but how does he do it without sounding like he's reading it? Nothing will turn off your audience more than if you're reading a script. How do you do it? How do you read a script without sounding like you're reading a script? It's simple. Make hand movements, tap your foot, rhythm. That's how you read a script without sounding like it. Sometimes you have to read a script for a promotional slot, for an ad. A sponsor will give you a script to read, and then don't read it verbatim. Add words in, take words out. That's how you make it sound spontaneous and real. And that adds to your authenticity. I can't stress enough the concept of authenticity, of keeping it real, of being yourself. Because in the end, people listen to you because they connect with you. And it's far more easy and natural to get people to connect with you because you're being authentic, because you're being yourself. Be human. Admit your failings. We're all human. We all screw up. We all make mistakes. We've all got volumes and volumes of the screw ups in life that we have committed, that we, the errors that we've made, the foibles of humanity, the follies that we've all undertaken. It's just part of being human, and it makes people warm up to you. Be warm, all right? Even if you're a cold person or not a warm person, you can do things that will make you feel more approachable, warm, kind, and just more likable. You need to be likable. People need to like you. And the way that they will like you is by being yourself, by admitting your faults. I mean, I know I don't have that many. Well, actually, I have many faults. Just ask my children. They'll give you a laundry list of every fault that I have. It's things like that. Storytelling about your children. We'll get into storytelling a little bit later. So these are things that you need to consider. They're very, very important. If you want to succeed at podcasting, don't be someone who you are not, because your audience will pick up on it and they will reject you. They will repudiate you and you will fail. So this is all about making you a success beyond your wildest dreams, making your podcast go viral. And the first way to do it, after you've identified your archetype audience, after you've come up with a killer name, is be yourself. Always be authentic. Keep it real. That's it for now. And another micro training is coming right up very soon.
This has been another episode of Viral Podcasting. Be sure to visit us at viralpodcasting.com.